Hilchos Shabbos, and we're moving on to Dine Oil B'Shabbos. As you all know, there's one of the 39 Menachos in Shabbos is Boine. Boine is building, Soiser is unbuilding, destroying, taking down, and Oil is what we call a Tolda of Boine. It's also a Daraisa, it's also Minat Torah, from the 39 Menachos, but it's a, what we call, Tolda. Avos and Toldas, the Avos are the main form of the Menacha. The Tolda is doing the Menacha also in a way that's also, but it is slightly different, but falls under the same category. We call it that. And so we have, a Tolda of Boine is oil. Oil, making a, literally translated oil, is a tent. But an oil is a temporary structure, and what makes the temporary structure is that it has some sort of definite use. Boine would be you put a nail in the wall. You put one brick on top of another brick. Even though you haven't finished building the house, one brick on top of another brick, especially if you use mortar in between, would be considered a boine, would be a daraisa. Oil is you're making a specific structure, but it is tent form, which by definition doesn't have the same permanence of what we're talking about when we talk about boine. Nevertheless, we're still going to make a distinction between oil keva and oil arayt. What's considered as a permanent oil and a temporary oil. As I said, oil is not permanent, but there is some oilim have more permanence, which would mean that their purpose is more fixed, more long-term. Now, what is fixed and long-term? Could very well be a week or two. So in other words, you put up a tent to be used for a specific amount of time. That would be a problem of oil. Whereas if you put up a tent or you moisten up a tent, we'll discuss the difference between oil itself and moistable oil. But if you put up a tent where there's nothing permanent to it, you're doing it just for a couple of hours or just for this particular rainstorm, you're opening an umbrella, or you're putting a cover over a stroller while you're walking outdoors, that is all considered arai. So, with that, number one distinction is that we have to make a difference between oil keva and oil arai. Then also we have to discuss what is oil generally is when you have a covering in the horizontal plane, and the covering can serve one of two or both purposes. That means either it's protecting you from something above you, which would be it's protecting you from too much sun, it's protecting you from the rain, it's protecting you from flies, mosquitoes, or something like that. That would be one way that's protecting you from an outside element. Or sometimes you want to use the space inside. You want to be in a tzanua place, or it's a storage, or something like that. You're not really interested in protecting yourself from what's outside, but rather you need the space. In both these cases, if you put up a mechitza, a horizontal mechitza, not to be confused with standard use of the word mechitza, is we always think of mechitza that we have in shul, or that you have at a function, with movable walls, and we call them a mechitza, but you can also have a horizontal mechitza, and if you're putting up this horizontal mechitza, sort of awning, or ceiling, or something like that, then if it's to protect, or if it's to create a space underneath, even if there are no walls, say it was put on top of some pillars or suspended from a rope or something like that was tied to something else, that would constitute a problem of an oil. Now, an addition to an existing oil. Again, oil is different to boine. Boine, you look at it doing it, that can be boine. As you put a brick on top of a brick, it's really boine. But here, if you're in oil, it seems like you've got to be doing, you have to create something. Half an oil is not an oil. We'll see what happens if it doesn't have the right criteria of having the right dimensions. Often oil is not really an oil. But if you have an existing oil and you add onto the oil, so it depends in what circumstance. So if you make a permanent addition, again, permanent in oil does not mean forever. Permanent just means longer term, means for a specific amount of time. If you make an addition to an existing oil, that's also awesome. But a Tosefes or an Arai, if you're making an addition, not that you're creating it from you. You have an existing oil already. Whether this is an oil arai or oil keva is irrelevant. But we're talking about, so making a oil arai is okay, let's just make it a little clearer just to give the category. making an oil kevah, meaning an oil that has a certain amount of time frame, is an issur d'oraisa. Adding onto an oil kevah in a kevah way is also an issur d'oraisa. Making an oil arai, if you create a temporary structure, that would be an issur d'rabbanan. Adding on a temporary structure, in any case, even to a permanent structure, would be considered mutter. So again, we have our issurim are oil kevah, or tosefes kevah. Our drabbanan is oil arai, and a tosefes arai is mutter. Tosefes arai means that you're adding on, it's not that you're making it from scratch, you're adding to something that already exists, but what you're adding has no permanence. It's done for a very short amount of time. I'll give an example of both of these last two. When kids take your dining room chairs and throw a blanket over the back of the chairs, and they've now created a space to play underneath, that is a oil that has a roof that was made to use the space underneath, therefore get the definition of an oil. But they only do it for as long as parents are out of the way, because the mom is going to come out and they'll say, put this away now. So that is no kevah. It's not going to stay there for a week or 2 weeks. It is very temporary. So it's an oil arai. So that will be also, but also midrabana. And if you have an existing one, you have a awning on your balcony that is already rolled out a certain amount. So therefore, there is an oil already there from before Shabbos. And now you want to extend it on Shabbos. That is considered Tosefes oil arai. You only want to extend it one sun. You want to roll it back in again after the sun sets. Or the other way around, you have a sukkah roof that you want to open up. You'll see another hat at the moment. But if you have a sukkah roof that you want to open up and you have an existing part of a roof and now you're just adding more to it, that would be also Tosefes oil arai would be permitted on Shabbos. Okay, now a oil has to have a minimum dimension. If it's smaller than the minimum dimension, it cannot be called an oil, at least from a Torah point of view, and that is it has to have an area of one square tefach. It has to have at least, not only a square tefach, it has to have a tefach in each direction. I mean, if it's two tefachim by less than a tefach wide, that's still not an oil. So it has to have a tefach in the length and a tefach in the width. If it has a minimum of a tefach in each direction, then it can be considered as a roof of sorts to get a din of an oil. If it doesn't, then even if it is made on a what we call a keva basis, a fixed basis, nevertheless, it is not any worse than an oil arai, and it's a rabbanon and not an issur d'oraisa. Nevertheless, even if you make it in a temporary manner, which would be automatically an oil arai, so you might think now you have two rabbanons. First of all, it's arai, and second of all, it's lacking in dimensions. Nevertheless, it is still awesome. So making a tent of smaller than the minimum halachic dimensions of tefach by tefach remains awesome, but not still. Now, another important point is if once we know which tents you can make and which tents you can you not make, the same thing is going to apply with dismantling them and taking them down. Whatever is also to put up is also to take down. Whatever is permissible to put up is to take down. Therefore, if you have an awning that is open already, a tefach at least before Shabbos, and now you're allowed to extend it. So on Shabbos, not only can you extend the awning, you can also retract it. You can roll it up again. But you can only roll up as much as you're allowed to extend, and therefore you have to leave a tefach when you roll it up and leave one tefach remaining, because afterwards that would be problematic that you've destroyed the original tefach. That would be also. So you cannot make on Shabbos, you cannot take away. And what you can make on Shabbos, you can take. Okay, so that's basically the rules. We'll talk about now some example applications of this. We said that an oil arai is also midrabanan, making a non-permanent, making a very temporary structure, and not structure, but an oil, which we said was a covering, an awning, is asur, and there is no time frame to make it mutter, meaning even if your intention is to immediately remove it later on during the day, but your intention is that it should have no permanence whatsoever. Like I said, the kids who throw the blanket over the chairs and it's going to be taken away as soon as the parents come, and they know that that's what they're doing. Nevertheless, that becomes, that is still considered also. So too, The material used, it does not make a difference whether the material is hard or soft, brittle, pliable, bendable, not. As long as it is doing its job, it is in a horizontal plane and it keeps out whatever you want it to keep out, like the sun and the rain, or it is making a space for you underneath, like the example I'll go back to what the kids do, that would be also on Shabbos. So it doesn't matter whether you're using an awning or sheeting or blanket or a wooden plank. Obviously, putting up a tent in the literal sense, a real camping tent, obviously would also be also, even if you have intention of putting it down the same day. Also, if the walls existed and had no roof, that doesn't make it considered as having some sort of status. A surface, now, once they have no roof, the fact that there's walls, there are not walls, there makes no difference. And as we said, you may add onto an existing oil, as long as the addition is temporary and the existing oil has the minimum dimensions, therefore is permissible to add onto. An example for that is, if you have an awning, like we said, that is already rolled out slightly, then you can always roll it out some more. Now, what's interesting is in the discussion in the poskim, what about the roll itself? You roll the material up, it comes onto a roll that has in itself its own dimensions. Sometimes it can be more than a tefach wide. So interestingly enough, we're going to see that this would be a bit of a contradiction in terms, but this is how we're going to pass it. We're going to go to Chumrah and Basnet. If I have a frame and I put a roll of material on top of the frame and I put the roll of material there to protect me, either from someone coming down or from space underneath it, even though it's rolled up in a roll, but because it has the minimum dimensions of a tefach in length and tefach in width, because now that it's rolled up, it's nice and thick, that would be also in Shabbos. So we do say we take into account the thickness of the roll. The thickness of the roll, if it's a tefach wide, put it on the roof. So it doesn't matter if I'm putting a spread out sheet, or I'm putting folded sheets, or I'm putting multiple folded sheets, or one folded sheet doesn't make a difference, or a rolled up sheet. As long as it has a tefach in its width and its length, then it is also to put that up on Shabbos. On the other hand, for something to have a tefach in existence from before Shabbos, we say that if you're using a roll of something, we don't include the thickness of the roll in order to be considered as having a tefach. As I said, it's a bit of a contradiction in terms, but there's different opinions as to do it, and therefore we pass it both ends of the stick. Therefore, you cannot, if you're putting a roll onto the roof in order to create an oil, the fact that the roll has a tefach width will mean that what you're doing is asur. On the other hand, if you want to open up a tefach on Friday so that you can then extend it on Shabbos, you have to know that you need a tefach beyond the roll. So if you have one of these rollable awnings that, you know, you have a stick and that you wind and then opens up, unrolls a nice awning or something of sorts, or my brother, I think, did this in the sukkah. He took a long broomstick and rolled a piece of plastic on it. And when it started raining, so then you unroll the whole roll and boom, he's got his sukkah, he's got his stuff covered. So in order to do that, you will, as I said, the sukkah will mention another heter, but in order to do that, you have to have a tefach in existence Friday already. And once you have a tefach from before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos, you can add to the existing tefach. So we say we did not take the thickness of the roll into account. You need to have a tefach beyond the roll itself. Now, here comes another interesting halacha, and that is that a oil can only exist if there's space underneath. If the space underneath the oil is insignificant, then it's like putting a carpet on the floor. No one says putting a carpet on the floor is making another oil. You just add it to the floor. Or if you're spreading a sheet underneath the ceiling, you're not adding another oil into the house. But you need to have a space. How much space do you need? Medina, we hold that once you have a tefach space, so that gets it in of an oil. It comes up in Hilchos Sukkah now in the reverse situation. Someone has a mound of hay, and he wants to dig out from the hay, and then use the dig out, if it's big enough, he wants to use the dig out as a sukkah. Hay makes for good walls, hay makes for good stuff. If it's big enough, he digs out a hollow inside his big mound and has the minimum dimension at least of 7 by 7 tefachim, the 10 tefachim heights, and then you got a sukkah. So there we say that can't be because it's passive and below the asui, you're creating, you're basically simply said you're making it backwards. It's supposed to make a sukkah and not have it made by the absence of something. So you don't make the hole, you have the hole and you put something around it. But this is where it comes in, what the comparison is, that if there was a tefach space already in existence before you came to make your sukkah, there was a tefach between the bottom of the kri and the floor, someone had already dug out or placed like that, and now you go and you make it bigger, so then it wasn't a space already, it had a din of a space, and you're not just expanding the space. Not that you're creating the space backwards, but you're creating the space out of the sukkah and not putting the stuff on the sukkah. Whatever, it's a sign, a lock-up, but I'm just pointing out that you have this idea of a tefach in order to create a space. It's also brought down in Tumah. I'm not going to get to that. But basically, if you put a sheet down and there's a space between the sheet and what's below it, so that space has to be a minimum of a tefach and oil. So if you have a blanket, put it over, put it on the floor, that is absolutely no problem of making an oil. But if there's a space in between, you're making a kids are putting a blanket over chairs, and these are now from their dolly set for their dolls. So we have to see whether there's a tefach or not, whether there's an oil. So some more practical applications would be if you have a netting of sorts or a net curtain that you want to put over a bed, over, not around, put over a bed, or you put over a stroller on top of a crib, a cot, a playpen, or something like that, because you want to keep the sun out, you want to keep the flies out, and baby sleeping there. Whatever the example may be, that is all examples of things that are also on Shabbos. You have a kid in a playpen or in a crib sleeping and disturbed by the sun, you want to just throw a towel over the top. That would be not allowed. If you had part of it already there from before Shabbos, now you can extend it. And if you want to remove it, you have to remember to remove only the extended part, but not the original tefach for Shabbos. Now, interesting, make sure that Shabbos is also, they are discussing it, but if you have a case of a netting, but it's wide netting, you have a child sleeping outside, and you know it's good fresh air, and he needs a bit of vitamin D, or who knows what, and what doctors give him, put him in his stomach. But you're worried about birds. You're not worried about flies and mosquitoes. You're worried about birds. So you use a netting which has very wide holes. You don't use the netting which is very tiny, which is insects, but rather use something with wide holes. It says to Shlomo Zalman, when you have oritz rubam ala oimen, that means that the holes take up much more space than the solid, than the actual mesh that you have, so that doesn't get a din of a sheet or a chitza of any sort. And that you can actually spread over. So even though you're doing it for protection purposes, but the medium that you're using, the sheet that you're using, is not a din of a sheet, it's not a din of creating a ceiling or a roof of any sort. That's just putting up a very wide netting that is not also on Shabbos. Now, if another example of having an oil in advance, it doesn't have to be a physical oil, it can also be a halakhic. What I mean by that, we have a din in Hanukkah called lavud. Lavud is that when you have two items that are within the three tefachim of each other, then we consider the space between them as closed and solid from a halakhic point of view. If you're building your sukkah and you need a wall, and you have a gap between two planks, as long as the gap is less than three tefachim, so your wall halachically is considered solid. And that is a din halacha on the Moshe Sinai. It applies in the kulah over here as well. That means if you needed to, an example given in the halacha is a sailor's on his boat and he has an awning that he wants to spread out over the boat, so he can't do that on Shabbos. But if he has a frame where the cross beams are within three tefachim of each other, so as long as you have two of these cross beams, you might have more, but the minimum is two. You have two of these cross beams, and there are two of them are, each of them are less than a tefach wide. So each of them on their own does not get a din of an oil, but they are within three tefachim of each other. So then we consider the space between them to be closed. And therefore, that now constitutes an oil of whatever dimension it is. It's got to be more than a tefach wide in total space, but less than three tefachim in order to not negate this so that you can solidify halakhically the space in between. If you have such a thing, then you can go ahead and put a sheet on. So if you have like a wicker base, you have a bed that has a base that's made of crisscross or slats or something like that, then even if the individual slats or crisscross or leather straps or whatever you're using to hold up is not, are not a tefach wide, but they're within 3 tefachim of each other, so then you get a halachically solid base and you can throw a sheet over it. That is not a problem. It doesn't have to be that for 2 strings, it could be a string that's near the wall. If the string is near the wall, so then the space between the string and the wall is considered solid. That's also good. You need to have prepare some sort of roofing somewhere. Now you can always prepare a string within 3 tefachim of a side, have a din of an oil, and then you can open up afterwards. To set this area on that Shabbos without a problem. So too, if you have an existing oil, and you now add another layer to it, because you wanted to protect it in a different, from something that you haven't didn't protect it before. For example, you had see-through plastic, which protected you from rain, but now the sun gets through, so you want to throw over a black sheet, so that now it will stop the sun from getting through. Since there was an oil there already, even though it didn't protect you from the sun, it only protected you from the rain, all the other way around. You had a material that was permeable and the liquid would get through, and now you take plastic and you throw over it. So even though you've increased the capabilities of the oil, but since the oil existed, what you've added is an addition, and there's no problem to do that. Therefore, as I said earlier, is your second heter for your sukkah roof. If the material that you are spreading out over your sukkah to protect from the rain is within 3 tefachim of your schach, say above it, so within 3 tefachim above your schach, or what lies on the schach, then you already have schach, which gets a din of an oil. Now you roll out a piece of plastic, that's just an addition to an existing oil, that's absolutely no problem, even though before it was porous and allowed for water to come through, and now it is solid, from that point of view it is waterproof, that doesn't change the din, that you had an oil before and now you've just added to it a Travis. Therefore, as I said, if you have a plastic on a sheet and you roll it out, you don't have to leave a tefach open before Travis for this particular case, because you have a different heter, you're rolling it on the schach, or within 3 tefachim of the schach. If your sukkah roof is way above the schach, not within 3 tefachim, then it will be more complicated than you have tefach available in order to extend it on Shabbos. Just as an aside, obviously if you're going to be rolling the plastic on the schach, you have to be careful not to move the schach Shabbos is mocht. If you use something which was connected, whether with a hinge or any other type of connection in a permanent manner, then you may spread it out on Shabbos. So if you have a door of sorts or a ceiling of sorts that's on a hinge that can lift and can up and go up and go down, then you don't need the pre-tefach situation in order to allow it closed or opened on Shabbos. It's all part of the permanence fixture. It has already a din oil, even not always horizontal, sometimes it's vertical, sometimes it's horizontal, that's also fine. So too, if you have a gagon, a little roof over your stroller, if that roof is connected to the stroller from before Shabbos already, and now it's connected, so then opening up and closing it is not a problem, but the awning that is over a stroller, because it was connected to the stroller, and therefore even if it didn't have a tefach in its width when in a closed position, nevertheless you can open Shabbos. That only applies if the gagon was connected to the stroller from. And with that, we'll hold us for here this week. That's a Shem Nevin Stolby meeting. From there, how's going his money. For now, we're continuing. We wish everybody a wonderful week. Good luck at putting some sort of routine as we face it.
Amazing. Thank you.